Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's sing 316. Number 316.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Because you're able to keep us. You're strong. And you're mighty, and you're particularly strong and mighty in battle. And Lord, the foes that we face, the opposition that comes against us, we thank you that you're in us and with us. And that because of you, we too will have victory. And we too will go forth conquering and to conquer in our leader's name. And so thank you, Lord, for what you've done. There's a race that I must run, and there are victories to be won. Lord, so keep us true. Strengthen us this morning, Lord, that we might fight on and press the battle. And Lord, that you will give the help that we need to glorify your name. We pray for the young men down in the village this morning, Lord, that you'll bless them today, Lord Jesus, and work in their hearts, Lord. Again, Lord, we're not going to stop, Lord. It's not finished yet. You can do a good work today, Lord, in them, of establishing them and leading them on, saving them, filling them with your Spirit, teaching them your word, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we believe you today to carry forth that work of God that you've begun. And in the cottagers also, Lord, bless them and help them, all of them, today. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done. It's been good, Lord. You've worked. You've poured out your Spirit. You've drawn after yourself. and for which we give you thanks. And Lord, we expect great things this day once again for Jesus' sake. So help us on, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing number 66 in the White Book. Number 66, Wonderful Keeping Power.
Hallelujah, you keep
Jesus, our hope is in you. Hallelujah. 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 We put our trust in you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We wait before you, O God, this day. Hallelujah. Renew our strength. Oh, Lord, do I put my trust in thee,
Hebrew language, they have a lot of pictures that they use, and they derive terms from some of the scenarios and pictures, and the language is derived from certain situations. What I'm trying to say is this. Apparently when they traveled in caravans, and camels would carry their burdens, their weights, the load, they would put an inordinate amount of weight, I don't know why they did this, on one camel. They'd let, you know, half a dozen of them go with just a knapsack on my back, and they'd throw all the baggage and all the weight on one camel, particularly, I guess, to wear him down, and then they'd give somebody else a shot at it. I don't know. But that one had to carry all those burdens, all those burdens. But then when they stopped, for whatever reason, just to rest or to whatever, they say that that camel then would invariably kneel down and throw off the burdens. And that's, I think it's 11 times in the Old Testament that you have that word translated casting or relieving your burden. It's prayer. It's kind of a picture of how we should pray. We go to our knees when the burdens grow great, and we cast them off. We throw them off. Somebody has said, if you go to prayer and you get up and you still have your burden, you haven't prayed, you've griped. And I guess that could be so. But thank God that we can come to Him with all our anxieties and all of our cares. We can bring them to Him. Today's reading in the devotional is about waiting on God. I think in the NIV you'll find it's translated hope in God. Psalm 62. My expectation is from Him. So just hope in Him. And that's easier said than done. It's easier to just cast it on the Lord and He'll sustain you. That's true, He will. But sometimes it's difficult to kneel down and to let it go. Just cast it on Him. But they that wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. Those that hope in Him, they renew their strength. And Sister Naomi said, we get weary. But there it also goes on in Isaiah 40 to say, they'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and they won't faint. They that hope in God, they that put their trust in God, those that wait only upon God. And so small cares, larger cares. Way back at the beginning, my uncle Edwin said to me, when I first started in the ministry, I was in the faith home and I would go to Ridgewood. And then after a short time, he sent me over to Ozone Park, where I am now. There I got my life sentence. And I remember when I went, there were some needs, real problems there at the time, particular needs. And he said to me, Ernie, if you carry the burdens, I think his words were, it'll drive you nuts. If you carry the burdens, it'll drive you nuts. And he said, and people will have burdens too, and they'll dump them. And they'll dump them on you, and if you carry all those burdens, it'll drive you nuts. You have to learn to cast the burdens on the Lord. You have to learn to get rid of them. Now, that's not just in a church and in a minister for a church, but that's all of us. If you carry all your burdens, all the pressures of life, all the problems from work to home, some people have so many problems. I don't know how they do it. So many pressing concerns and needs, and I marvel at people sometimes. I don't think I could do it. But they've learned, some of them have learned to just cast those cares upon him, for he careth. He careth. And so I'm glad for what we've heard. I'm glad that he will sustain us. He will carry us through. You know about those footprints, two sets of footprints in the sand? And all of a sudden there's only one set of footprints. Where'd the other guy go? Maybe he went in the lake. There's no footprints there, so I don't know. But I guess the idea as it goes on is somebody carries me then. I can't walk anymore, and I can't go on anymore, well, then the burdens grow too great, but he then carries me. He sustains me. And he does that. And those are just lessons that we need to learn. It's part of the Christian life. And you'll all have an opportunity to go to graduate school in that lesson. Because there'll be so many concerns and cares, and yet we can learn, and we have to learn. I wonder if the Apostle Paul had any cares. He writes about them, doesn't he? The cares of the churches and the cares of my own people and the care of this, the problems here. But he learned to throw those things off. Lord, you carry me through. He said in one place, by the help of the Holy Spirit and your prayers. I like the way he coupled them both. I'm trusting that you're going to be praying for me. And I'm trusting also that God will give me help by his Spirit. And I'll get through this too. And so will we all. By God's grace, we will. Thank God we can. There's a song that came to mind when we were, well, when we read the reading this morning. And now when we've heard this testimony, it's 115 in the white book. Number 115, if you'd like to stand, just change your position, maybe. We could do that as we sing 115. take our seats. This running and walking, I guess, implies two different things, does it not? Your run and your walk. I think Paul uses the word, we plod along. That's different than running, for sure. But the idea is we're just going to keep on going. We're going to keep going forward. I was in a meeting one place that none of you have ever been to before. So it's not any of your churches or wherever, but we were having meetings there, and one man just began to run from one side of the church to the other. And he ran fast, and then he hit the wall, and then he bounced off the wall, and he ran to the other side of the church, and he bounced off of that wall, and he kept on going like that for, oh, he did a few laps. Maybe he needed to get his Fitbit counter up. I don't know what he was trying to do. But I asked the man that was next to me, I said, what's he doing? Oh, he shall run and not be weary. He shall walk and not faint. Well, the running part I saw, I don't know if he walked. He didn't seem to do much walking. He just did the running part. But in our Christian lives too, thank God, we can run. And sometimes we have to. But we don't get weary. We walk, we don't faint, thank God. Let's sing that last stanza. Rejoice, for he is with us always. Love even to the end. Look up, take courage and go forward. Only in grace he'll stand. For they that wait upon the Lord shall Jesus. This need and request for prayer. You know this brother that has this physical need right now, Lord. We pray for him. We pray, Lord, that you'll help him. Lord, we're talking about waiting on you and looking to you and expecting from you. And we pray that you'll help our brother through this trial, through this difficulty, Lord, that you will bring him through and that you will glorify your name. Dear Lord, we cast it upon you. We cast it upon you. Thank you for it, Jesus. Meet every need of your people, Lord. There are others sick here at camp on these grounds, others that are on our hearts that are looking to you, and we believe and trust that today you'll help them. And meet needs, Jesus, for your name's sake. Amen. Amen. Amen.